could you please tell me where I'm walking? I just moved here. When all the medicine is gone, I think it's time to go. I think it's time to go. It's hard to drive away from easy street. I know it all adds up on paper. I'm gonna take that paper, burn it up and brighten up the night. I guess we needed to slow down, but now it's time to go. Yeah, now it's time to go. So sell the furniture, I'll call you when the conversation's over. Baby, pack a suitcase, I'm taking you home. I should've never turned my back on all the songs that I was too afraid to write. Now they keep me up at night. So let's go back home and forget we ever left there. A path I'd never seen before. Behind the fences I point you to. Can you believe in all the years we've come here, how we never knew? Sometimes I look too far offshore, but now it's time to go. I don't wanna look anymore. So sell the furniture, I'll call you when the conversation's over. Yeah, baby, pack a suitcase, I'm taking you home, home, home. I should've never turned my back on all the songs that I was too afraid to write. And now they keep me up at night. So let's go back home and forget we ever left there. Couple good years away from you. So let's go back home and forget. Go back home and forget we ever. Go back home and forget we ever left there.
Good morning, Medford. It is 9:03, almost 9:04 a.m. My name is Becca Levis, and you are listening to the sound of my voice on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah. Good morning. Guys, I'm not alone. This is
hi.
So fun.
Hi.
Let's introduce ourselves.
Yeah, I'm Roxy, and good morning. It's not that early, not as early as we used to do it.
Yeah, Roxy and I used to be on here at 7 a.m.
Yeah, and that was pretty early. I used to wake up at 6 and it kind of sucked.
Ugh, it was
this
horrible.
Is way, way better.
I would greet Roxy in the morning. I'd be like half conscious. She'd be like, good morning. I'd be like, hi, don't talk to me.
I always had to wake up like a full hour earlier just so I could get coffee, because like if I don't have coffee, that's like I just can't function.
Yeah,
that's,
like, I need caffeine. And we have a really special celebrity guest this morning.
Hi, I'm Sarah. I have like stage fright apparently being on the radio right now.
Well, no one can see you. They can just hear the sound of your voice.
It's really bizarre, this feeling of like nerves.
Well, you're doing great. And it's Sarah's birthday. So happy birthday to Sarah. We're really excited to have her here.
It's also, I think, Taylor Lautner's birthday. So shout out to him.
Happy birthday,
birthday
Taylor,
buddy.
Not Lautner.
How old are you? Like 23?
I'm 22. I'm 22. And let me tell you, nothing feels that special about being 22 other than there's a Taylor Swift song.
Yeah.
Are you going to make an Instagram or social media post related to feeling 22?
Yeah. As I really dislike Taylor Swift, so no.
May I ask why?
I don't know. It's like, I mean, I feel like she kind of got a huge ego, maybe. Maybe that's, I don't know, is that anti-feminist?
I feel that. No, I think it's fair.
Also, she just kind of like abdicates herself from any important conversations, and I think that that's pretty shitty.
Yeah. Oh, I saw that. It's okay. Don't listen to that. Though I would say, I was thinking about this recently, is like, I feel like that song is such a generational,
like, 22.
Like, pinpoint. Like, 10 years from now, when people turn 22, no one's going to be saying, like, I'm feeling 22. It's something very specific to, yeah, like, our generation, and like five, I would say like maybe 3 to 5 years older and like 3 to 5 years younger than us, like this gap of like 15 years that all listen to Taylor Swift. And like people who are born now, like when they turn 22, no one's gonna care. They're not gonna be posting that, like, oh, I'm 22. Like, it's just gonna be any old number.
Yeah, so. I will say at midnight last night, I did listen to the song.
Exactly. It's like a generational touchstone. So we can think on that.
I feel like 22 is like, it's like 19.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like you're just past.
Like anticlimactic.
23 kind of feels like a good number. I'm excited to be 23.
Yeah, 23 is good. I'm turning 21.
That's exciting.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That's really fun. So quick review on our new format. Obviously the music you love, the voices you love, as always. But we're going to kind of use a couple questions to guide our talks. We're going to talk about our weeks, what's really good, what's maybe not so good, and stuff we're looking forward to. So, Sarah, birthday girl, what's been the best part of your life right now besides 22?
Yeah, besides 22, I am feeling lucky that I didn't get the flu when the flu was going around. But, I mean, knock on wood. And also just lucky that I have so many wonderful friends in my life who made celebrating my birthday today and this past weekend so special. So that's the best part of my life, easily.
That's a good life right now.
Yeah.
Roxy, how about you, love?
Honestly, this year I've just like cut out negative people like straight away.
I'm snapping.
Like
to that.
Literally straight away. I used to like make tons of effort with people just to be like polite and like, not polite, but like maintain like friendships that I didn't even enjoy or like people who brought me down. But right now I like give someone maybe like one chance, and after that I'm like, you know what, like adios.
Yeah. I think college is fun like that. Like when you're in the real world and you have a job and like you don't like your coworker, you just gotta suck
it
up.
Yeah, exactly.
But here, like, there's so many people, if like, you don't like someone, don't be
around
them.
It's not even
them.
If you don't like them, it's like if they've like messed you around.
Yeah.
I had another word for it. But.
Yeah, I feel like it's a big learning experience to like advocate for yourself
exactly.
What you deserve.
You just say your piece without like being too aggressive, and then you just like move on. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's actually the best part of my life this year.
I respect that. I like that a lot.
Becca?
The best part of my life right now. I'm really enjoying my classes. That's so nerdy.
No, I am too, actually, this semester.
I was realizing last semester I was so intellectually understimulated, but I was doing a lot of work. And this semester, my classes are perfect in that, like, I'm not doing a ton of work outside of class, but when I'm in class, I need to be very intellectually present. Mm-hmm. So I'm working really hard for, like, the hour and 15, two-hour block that I'm in class. And then when I'm out, I have, like, only a couple of hours of intellectual prep work, but it's, like, meaningful prep work. Which I feel is so much, I hate busy work. Busy work's the worst.
Yeah.
And I hate feeling like intellectually understimulated. And so it's the perfect balance. If I don't have a lot of busy work, but I'm also like really intellectually stimulated when I'm present and I need to be.
What major? What's your major?
I'm sociology.
Same.
Yeah. All three of us are sociology.
I'm doing sociology and philosophy.
Oh, like, okay. Well, we can talk about some sociological frameworks after this. We'll break for some music, as much as you all love our voices. So next up, this is actually a song by Sarah.
Yes, I've been really obsessed with this Future Islands album lately. It's not new, but it's freaking good.
All right, let's enjoy.
Ingest.
So here we find ourselves, arms deep in the wishing well, holding to love, love that's ours. Steady we've kept our eye clear from the exit sign, knowing that fear can feel like doubt. Oh, 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 no point in staying safe. Oh, 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 just gets in the way. So let's burn the bridges down. Let's burn the bridges down. Light them up, no turning around. No escape through the ashes now. Let's burn the bridges down. Let's burn the bridges down. Light them up, no turning around. No escape through the ashes now. Let's burn the bridges down. Celebrate through the smoke and the wild flames. Oh, when this heat feels like summer. And here I make my pledge, standing on the water's edge. I ain't gonna swim, you'll have to pull me under. Oh, 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 no use in staying safe. Oh, 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 you're just guessing away. Let's burn the bridges down. Let's burn the bridges down. Light them up, no turning around. No escape through the ashes now. Oh, let's burn the bridges down. Oh, let's burn the bridges down. Light them up, no turning around. No escape through the ashes now.
Say baby I love you if you ain't running games. Say my name, say my name. with this? Tell the truth, or you will. How would you like it if I came over with my crew? Don't try to change it now, saying you gotta bounce. And 2 seconds ago, you say you just got in the house. And now I know you say I'm assuming
things. Something's going down, it's the way it seems.
It shouldn't be the reason that you're acting strange.
Nobody's holding your back from me.
Cause I know how you used to do.
Saying everything to me,
times two. Why don't you just tell the truth?
Might as well tell me who.
And say my name, say my name. When no one is around you, say baby I love you if you ain't running. Say my name, say my name.
You're acting kinda shady. You ain't calling me baby.
Why all of a sudden change? Say my name, say my name. No one is around you. Say baby I love you if you ain't running games. Say my name, say my name.
You're acting kinda shady. Ain't calling me baby. Why all of a sudden change?
That was Say My Name by Hozier. It's not actually by Hozier. We had a friend just text us and be like, are you guys playing Say My Name on the radio? It's Hozier's cover of Say My Name, so it's still artsy. Don't worry, guys. We haven't totally lost it. We're still here. Okay, so next up, we can talk about what's a little sad in our lives. I feel like that's important to talk about if we feel comfortable.
I always love vocalizing what I'm sad about, to be honest. I'm like one of those people, like I have to tell like all my friends, not for like attention, but just I like to like get it off my chest. And when I like vocalize it, I can like speak through it like to myself in a way.
Yeah.
But there's some people who like prefer to keep inside.
See, like I have my sad thing ready, but then I have like two other less sad things ready in case mine's too sad and then I can't be fully honest about
so
how I'm
do
feeling.
You want us to go first so you can get like a litmus test of just how sad we are? Now I need to think about what makes me... Oh, this is so silly. I hate hookup culture. I love hookup culture, but I hate hookup culture because sometimes hookup culture just like just punches you in the stomach. And this was one of those weekends where... Sorry, my parents and my grandmothers are listening to this, but like...
Is this tea?
This is a little tea. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Hi, Mima. Hi, Pop-Up. Hi,
oh
Grammy.
Hi,
Grandpa.
Hi, guys. Love you.
You're literally getting everyone. This boy that we've seen each other a couple times, and we were out together, and going into the night out of deference, I had anticipated like being really respectful of him and his space. And I've actually talked about this with people about like me really wanting to make sure he feels like okay in his space and not uncomfortable with me being there. And that was just like, I set my intention for the night. I went in. And he just threw that in my face and was just like, didn't even acknowledge me, didn't say hi to me, and was just like talking and flirting with other people right in front of me. And it's not like, hookup culture is very weird because it's not black and white, right? So it's not, there were no rules. He didn't do anything explicitly wrong. It was just so counter to the way that I had decided to conduct myself in like a really respectful, considerate way. And I couldn't expect, it's not like I could have expected him to act in that way. It just sucked that he did.
I might make a little comment.
Yeah.
I think there's a difference between like the rules of hookup culture and just like baseline politeness, to be honest. Like saying hello is just like a baseline like politeness thing.
Okay, thank you.
That's not expecting anything. That's like seeing someone from class and like I expect like, and if we've like talked a lot in class, I expect them to say hello to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like even if you don't want to hook up that night, you can still really, be a respectful person.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like even about being like hooking up with someone. It's about just being polite. That's what sometimes my friends are like, oh, like he didn't like say hello to me, but like I didn't really expect that. Like there's no expectations here, but I'm like, no, like that is just like a common like, rule. Like you say hello to someone.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Like, this was very validating.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's another thing is I feel like our baselines are so low. We're like, oh my God, like he's such a great guy. He like drove me home after.
Yeah.
And it's like, you should expect basic human kindness from people, especially when you've been like physically vulnerable with them.
Exactly. No, it's true. The thing is like, it was so hard for me coming here because we don't have hookup culture in the UK. Like that's just not a thing. So like I kind of had to like learn like freshman year when like let's say, like, I got with someone or something, and, like, it was so different. They, like, wouldn't say hello to me, or, like, they wouldn't text me afterwards, and I'd be like, oh my God, like, what is this? But, like,
that's so interesting.
Yeah, so it was like quite like a big culture shock.
So is the expectation just like to always maintain?
Yeah, no, to be honest, like, contact? It's kind of, it works like the other way. Like, you would go on a date and like you would like go
so like normal and respectful. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Crazy.
And then you would like start getting with them, and then you would start like, okay, like it could like phase out, or you'd start like dating them, but like you would always like be asked on a date first, whereas here it's just like it's just not heard of. When I came here for the like first week of freshman year, I did something so embarrassing. I like met this guy in like orientation, and he was like being really like kind of flirty. Well, I felt the flirty vibes, and he was like paying me a lot of attention. And I said to him, I was like, oh, we should go for drinks. And he looked at me like I was crazy. He was like, what? Like,
at that point, you also can't legally go anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go for drinks in my dorm room.
Yeah, but like, I had come from like London where it's like 18.
Yeah, that's so funny.
And I thought that, like, you know, like you go for drinks with someone, it's like a date. And he literally like was so like freaked. He was like, well, what? I was like, we can go like,
ugh,
like to a bar or like a restaurant or something. And he was like, oh my God, this girl's trying to like wipe him.
It's like first week of freshman year, like, let's get going.
No, literally, let's get drinks in the 209 basement, you free?
Yeah, like Powder House, maybe. All right, let's see. Yeah, so that's what made me sad, but now I feel much better about this. So thank you both for validating me. That was lovely.
You're very welcome.
All right, was that a good litmus test, Sarah?
That was a good litmus test.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing. That was nice. Always. And vulnerable. What's making me sad lately also is in a way making me happy, but my sister and her fiance just broke up, and I'm mourning that relationship because I'm very, very close to both of them. But it seems like they're both feeling relieved, and like it's a positive thing for them. So I know it's good, but somehow I'm still sad about it.
Yeah. And Sarah and I have talked about this in depth.
Yeah.
But I'll reiterate and say that I think it's important you have space for your feelings, whatever those feelings are. And like, I think it's hard when difficult things happen to people we love, because we feel like we aren't allowed to feel what we want to feel, because like we should be there to give them space for what they want to feel. But I want to let you know that I love you, and I'm here to give you space for whatever you need to feel.
Thank you. I appreciate it. She would also probably kill me if she knew I said that on the radio. So sorry, Alex.
All right, Roxy. Something that's making you not so happy right now.
Not so happy. Let me think. Well, this is... I have, like, two things. This is one that's not, like, super sad, but, like, I guess, like, a bit stressful right now. Like, applying to summer internships and just getting rejections are, like, pretty tough, to be honest. And, like, not hearing back. Like, I spent, like, hours on this research project for one of them, and, like, they just didn't even email me back. So things like that are tough a little bit right now. Also been fighting with my boyfriend a lot, which has been sad. We broke up last week.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
But we got back together. I knew you'd ask me back.
Good.
But, yeah, for a couple of days, that was sad. I've actually never lost my appetite before, like, ever in my life, until my boyfriend broke up with me. And I actually, like that's, like, such a weird thing to, like, comment on, but I'm such a hungry person. Like, I'm hungry. I think about food, like, all the time. I'm a big, like, stalker of the food Instagram, like, pages. And I couldn't eat for, like, 2 days. I was so sad. And then it was, like, it all came in one. I, like, had a non-alcoholic drink, lol. And someone may have put something in it, and I ended up in hospital the next day.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
So sad. And I got an allergic reaction. They gave me like a drug, like at the hospital, to like counteract what had been put. And I got an allergic reaction to the drug they gave me. So
oh
I was
my
like
God.
In hospital for like 2 days, and my boyfriend had broken up with me. And then I texted him being like, I'm in hospital. He was like, oh my God. So, then he like came, and I was like, can we get back together now? And he was like, no. And then 2 days later, he got back together with me. But right. Anyway, that was pretty sad, to be honest.
That is sad.
That may have been sadder than my summer internship.
But I feel like things are maybe turning around for you.
They
so
are.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay. He sent me a really, really, really big bunch of flowers.
Oh, that's so nice.
My God.
I love flowers.
I love flowers. And Valentine's Day is coming up.
Oh, yeah. That's fun. I feel everyone's just been listening to us talk about our boy problems for the past 10 minutes. But also, like, girl problems, people problems. Bottom line, basic human respect, guys. in all facets of your life. Okay, we'll switch to some music for a while. I'll give you all a break from our voices. Thanks for listening.
And slippers set out for you. I know you think that it ain't too far, but I hear a call of a lifetime ring. Felt the need to get up for it. Oh, you cut out the middleman. Get free from the middleman. You got no time for the messenger. Got no regard for the thing that you don't understand. You got no fear of the underdog. That's why you will not survive. Oh,
I wanna forget how convention fits, but can I get out from under it? Can I cut it out of me? Oh, it can't all be wedding cake, it can't all be boiled away. I try but I can't let go of it, can't let go of it. Cause you don't talk to the water boy, and there's so much you could learn, but you don't wanna know. You will not back up an inch of it, that's why you will not survive. Tell you now, it may not go over well. Oh, and it may not be thought a while. No way that I spell it out. But you won't hear from the messenger. Don't wanna know about something that you don't understand. You got no fear of the underdog. That's why you will not survive.
Things with
So that was just, we had a bunch of songs. We started off with I Always Knew by The Vaccines, followed by The Underdog by Spoon, which I love that song. I haven't heard that in so long. And then we went to Bad Things by Russo. Now I'm listening to Liz to Mania. I also love this song.
Yeah, this is my choice, actually. It's such a good song. It's not really what I normally like to listen to, but I listened to it like when I was 40 and I loved it. Yeah. It was like my favorite song.
It always makes me want to just jump around.
Yeah, and I need to like bop when I listen to it.
That's a really good song.
But yeah, no, I was telling Sarah that one of my good friends actually just texted me and was like, you need to listen to Bad Things by Russo. It's so good, like totally out of the blue. So that's been my new favorite song. So I'm glad I got to share it with you all. Now it's time for a PSA.
I'm going to bless you with a PSA right now. I picked this one because it's a pet peeve of mine. But here's a few facts about texting and driving. Actually, I'm just going to do one fact. Using a cell phone while driving, whether it's handheld or hands-free, delays a driver's reactions as much as having a blood alcohol concentration at the legal limit of 0.08%. All I'm saying is if you're texting and driving, you're putting me and anyone else on the road in danger.
It's actually selfish. It sounds bad. I think it's really hard to text and drive at the same time. Like, I can't do it. Like, I could drive, but my car would just go right off the road.
Becca's dabbled in it. But no, it's too hard. That's why we can't do it.
Yeah, I make you text for me while I'm driving.
Yeah.
I like the voice ones when you can, like, sit in the car. My mom always does that. And you can, like, speak and it types for you.
Yeah, my car does that.
My car's not that fancy. Okay, so let's say a way that you help someone in the past week. Because we're all about helping others.
Okay, I have one. My friend, she is an engineer and she is always working. Like, she has the most work out of everyone I know. And she never goes out anymore because of her, like, she works so hard. And I was going out on Saturday night with my friends and I was like, you need to come out. Like, I know you're gonna have a good time. I know you've been at Tufts all day, like studying, but you need to come out. Like, it'll do good. Like, it'll do you some good. Like, then you'll be like refreshed. Like, you'll like have some fun. And she was like, no. And I was like, no, I'm like not taking no for an answer. We went out on Saturday night. She had so much fun and she was in such a better mood the next day. And so yeah, I kind of got her back out there, which I think that's like a good thing to like give someone their like happiness back a little bit. I mean, yeah, we're all sociology majors, so can't really understand the like struggles of the engineering.
Yeah, you have three soci majors in one radio studio right now. Roxy, who's your favorite sociologist?
My favorite sociologist? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, wait. I'm going to give a shout out to Will. He's listening.
Will, you're our favorite sociologist.
I mean, I love Freud, to be honest.
I love Freud. I mean, it's Freud. A hot take. People tend to not, or to say bad things about Freud, but my favorite's Foucault.
I knew that.
He's Foucault.
He's really hard to read, though.
Brutal, but yeah. Brilliant.
You'd be so proud of me. The other day in class, we had a quote. In my education class, there was a quote on the board. The professor was like, oh, who knows what era this is from? And I raised my hand. I'm like, it's the mid-1800s. He's like, how do you know? I was like, because it sounds like Karl Marx. Like, obviously. And I know my Marx, mid-19th century sociological theory.
The father of sociology.
The father of sociology. Danny no, that was Durkheim. I thought Durkheim was the father of sociology. Durkheim's my favorite sociologist.
We're going to have to call
Frieden. Frieden, if you're listening, can you please let us know who was the father of sociology, Marx or Durkheim? Because I think it's Daddy Durkheim.
It's Marx. Becca, it's Marx.
I love Durkheim. Durkheim's my favorite sociologist. Hot take.
Okay, Becca, you have to say how you've helped someone.
How I've helped someone.
She helped me get a bagel this morning.
I did help Sarah get a bagel this morning. Sarah and I were supposed to get bagels, and then she was like, I'm going to sleep. And I went and got us bagels.
I did my best.
Yeah, it was actually super easy. I just called ahead. It was fine. Okay, we'll listen to a little more music and we'll be back with you shortly. Enjoy.
Across an arid sea, I went to chase my life. twisted on the rolling rain of clouds overhead, bowling past a crimson line, the anaceting greeting.
Handmade heaven, handmade heaven, whose love can no longer live.
Welcome back. We're almost at the end of our hour together. That was Handmade Heaven by Marina. If anyone ever listened to Marina and the Diamonds, she like reinvents herself every album. She hasn't released a new album since 2015. So she's now Marina.
Ooh.
And
I love
that's
that, honestly.
She's fantastic.
My favorite, I love, do you know Ono?
Yes.
I love that song.
She's incredible. And that was followed by World Hold On. And I was listening to some Hot Chocolate.
My favorite. This is my birthday jam.
It is her birthday jam. Happy birthday to Sarah, in case we haven't said it.
Yeah,
in the last 5 minutes.
Thank you.
Let's think, just to close out, what's one thing you're looking forward to this week?
I am looking forward to catching up on True Detective and getting some good work done.
How about you, Rox?
I'm looking forward to getting through the week because I have a lot of work and going to New York on the weekend.
Oh, that's so jealous. Fun. Yeah, I'm going to Newport this weekend. I'm going to visit fam. So I think that's what I'm really excited for.
Also jealous.
Just like go and be taken care of and see my puppies. So it is 9:55. Thank you all for spending the past hour with us. We have a couple more songs to close you out. Most importantly, if you haven't listened to the new Ariana Grande album, it's fire. It's incredible. She's so good. So we're going to listen to one of those songs just to shout out to my girl Ari. There's actually not a bad song in that entire album. There's songs that are better than others, but it's just so good.
I wish she was still with Pete. What do you think?
I love them together, but irrespective of everything, I just think it's so good. It's such a good album.
That's on her seven tiny barbecue.
Seven little barbecue finger.
That was such a fail.
I take it really personally when people get bad tattoos, I'll say. So Ari, you kind of lost me for a second there, but then the album came out and we made it work, so thank you. All right. Thank you. You've been listening to Sound of My Voice on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Next up, we have the Rosato Show for the next hour, so enjoy.
You make a stick. That's the way to shut me up after an argument.